two major earthquakes rocked Taiwan today. The U.S. Geological Survey measured their preliminary magnitudes at 7.1 and 7.0. Early news reports suggest that there was some damage and at least one death in southern Taiwan.
In less developed parts of the world, it can take days or even weeks to assess the damage from an earthquake. NPR's Richard Harris recently met a researcher who is developing a system to make that critical information available within minutes for quakes anywhere in the world.
About a half an hour after the first big quake shook Taiwan today, the U.S. Geological Survey sent out an email alert pinpointing the quake and estimating its magnitude. That's critical information, but not enough to know whether the quake posed a serious threat to life and property. For example, scientist David Wald says it took a week before people realized that a much smaller quake in Java this past May had in fact killed more than 6,000 people.
A week is just way too long to understand the impact because the resources that are put into the region and the response and the search and rescue and all the things that happen after a major earthquake sit around waiting until the information comes back that this reaches some threshold above which they will respond.
Earlier this month, Wald was mingling with thousands of other earth scientists at the American Geophysical Union meeting in San Francisco.
Hey, John.
His mission at the National Earthquake Information Center in Colorado is to make the critical details available as rapidly as possible. Already in places like California, you can get a computer-generated email outlining the basics within a few minutes of a quake. If you go to the USGS website, you can also see a projection of how hard the ground shook and how far that shaking extended. Wald is now taking this to the next level.
If you look at a shake map, which is the distribution of shaking, and you put on top of that the population, you then have exposure at different levels of shaking. And if you add one more piece to the equation, which is the vulnerability of the construction and therefore the people in different parts of the world, then you can quickly put together an assessment of how damaging an earthquake it's going to be.
Quantifying how vulnerable people are is the tricky part. Wald says compare the 1994 earthquake in Northridge, California, with a smaller quake in Pakistan 2 years ago. If you just looked at ground shaking, you'd say 500,000 people in each place got shaken really hard. But that didn't predict how many people would die.
In Pakistan, 77,000 people were killed, and in Northridge, about 33 people were killed. So it's about 1,000 times as vulnerable. And so you have to factor in that extra vulnerability factor, and it's effectively how buildings are designed and how they're constructed that differs.
Wald says a rough estimate of casualties and economic damage will soon be part of the USGS emails that go out shortly after a quake. Anyone who gets these email alerts can set a threshold based on the risk to human life for when to get notified.
You will be able to say, well, don't tell me if nothing happened. If it was a magnitude 5.5 and it happened in the middle of nowhere, I'm going to sleep, please think. But if it was a magnitude 5.5 in the middle of Cairo, it could be a devastating earthquake.
And all sorts of people around the world would want to be roused from their sleep. Wald says that kind of very specific alert should be freely available in the coming year. Richard Harris, NPR News.